The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Bryce Corbett.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 17th of July. In your Squiz today, Australia's health insurance system described as being in a death spiral. How low can interest rates go? Nutrition in our aged care homes? And how to earn $242 million. This is your Squiz today. Public policy think tank the Grattan Institute yesterday released a paper on private health insurance cover in Australia. And Bryce, the prognosis isn't good.
No, it's not good at all. The private health insurance system in Australia is in a death spiral, according to the Grattan Institute, who yesterday released a report saying that we've got a major problem on our hands if things keep going the way that they are in the private health system.
What's the biggest problem?
The problem seems to be that there is an exodus of younger people out of private health insurance, and that is problematic because it pushes premiums higher because the only people left in the system are old people for whom it costs a lot of money to treat.
Yeah, the Grattan Institute's paper says about 3% to 5% of young people were dropping out of private health insurance every year. Obviously, this would have been brought to the attention of a number of stakeholders. Has the government in particular had anything to say?
Yeah, there's been a few reactions. The health minister has come back and said that everything's under control, nothing to see here, that they've identified problems within the system and that they're about to implement a wave of positive reforms for the sector. But the opinion from the peak body Private Healthcare Australia is that we are in line for a public hospital crisis unless something is done quickly.
Celebrity chef Maggie Beer has appeared in front of the Royal Commission into Aged Care to talk about nutrition in our aged care homes.
Yeah, Maggie Beer made the trip to Cairns yesterday to give evidence to the Aged Care Royal Commission, where she's told the commission that nursing homes that only spend $7 a day per person for food were not providing them with adequate nutrition, which I would have thought was self-evident. She went on to say that...
Yeah, $7 is not much.
Not a lot of money, is it? She went on to say that with $7 a day, the best you can hope for is to be using processed food, frozen vegetables, and that if you wanted to feed someone adequately, a budget of $10.50 a day per resident would work. But she added that for $14 a day, you can do really good food.
As far as her credentials, she's not only Maggie Beer, she's also a former Senior Australian of the Year, and she's the founder of a foundation to improve nutrition among older Australians. According to CNN, never-before-seen surveillance photos, videos and documents are evidence of how WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange collaborated with Russia to influence the outcome of the 2016 US presidential election.
Yeah, it turns out that the Ecuadorians were spying on their long-term house guest. They had a Spanish security firm employed to keep an eye on his activities and the comings and goings at the embassy. And there's a lot of video evidence. There's a lot of documentary evidence to show that he was meeting with known hackers, people who were known to have connections to the Russian government. And it just adds further weight to the theory that he collaborated with the Russians to interfere with the 2016 US presidential election.
Julian Assange, of course, still in the UK, waiting extradition to the US. To interest rates, and they're already at an all-time low here in Australia at 1%. Seems they could go lower though, Bryce.
Yeah, the Reserve Bank has left open the door to further rate cuts later in the year, according to the release yesterday of the RBA minutes from their last meeting. It seems that they're particularly concerned about the looming US-China trade war and also a little bit worried about sluggish jobs growth here on the home front. So potentially good news for anyone who has a mortgage, not amazing news for their prognosis for our economy.
And now I've got a song in my head. How low can you go? Did I pick the song lyric?
Nice. You didn't, but we could. We could change it. We could change
no,
it.
No, I'm looking forward to yours.
No, we can't change it because I quite like the one. Quite like the one I have.
It would have been amazing if I actually picked the song lyric.
Would that be the first time?
That would probably be the first time, yeah. There are a lot of songs in the world. Well, we hinted a week or two ago that basketballer Ben Simmons could become Australia's highest paid athlete of all time if he re-signed with the Philadelphia 76ers. Looks like it's happened.
It certainly has. And with one little flick of the pen on his contract, he's gone and catapulted himself to the top of the Australian sports rich list. Yesterday, he signed on the dotted line for a record-breaking $242 million, which will see him earn $41.5 million in the first year of the deal and then top out at $54.86 million in the 2025-26 NBA season, which is nice.
He's only 22. It's just an incomprehensible amount of money.
It's a crazy amount of money, isn't it?
Yeah, half his luck. As a side note, Ben Simmons had originally committed to playing for Australia in the upcoming Basketball World Cup, but speculation now that he's withdrawn, we will wait and see. That kicks off in mid-August in China. And just finally, I'm not hugely familiar with the Bond franchise. Are you a fan, Bryce? I'm hoping you can explain what's going on with this.
I think I'm a fan of the older ones, you know. I liked his early work. The more recent ones have lost me a little bit. I love the old classics.
So there's a new 007 potentially, is that?
That's the buzz. That is the buzz. Yeah, now the buzz on the internet is that English actress Lashana Lynch is set to take on the role, or the mantle, perhaps is the best way to describe it, of 007 in the upcoming Bond 25, which is the code name for the next Bond film. It's being tipped as something of a game changer. Lashana Lynch, some of our listeners may know, was in the Captain Marvel film that came out a few months ago. Yep. She is a quite remarkable black English actress.
Right, gotcha. We'll wait and see. It's all a bit hearsay at the moment, isn't it?
It's all a bit hearsay. Nothing is confirmed. It's a spy movie, after all.
It's true. On theme. Now, what is the subject line?
Subject line is, "Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning?" It's a Thompson Twins classic, and obviously in relation to the private healthcare crisis that our country is facing. Do you even know who the Thompson Twins are?
I don't know who the Thompson Twins are.
I knew you wouldn't.
Should I?
No, you shouldn't.
Well, good. At least half the people listening won't know either, so that's fine.
I suspect. But to any Thompson Twin fans out there, I got your back.
I expect to get a few emails about that today. I thought it might be in relation to the Aussie who was gored during the running of the Bulls.
Yeah,
festival.
Well, look, I did do a search for song lyrics with Bull in the title. Did you come up with anything that would have worked for the Aussie who was gored?
I thought about the song Running by Evermore.
Okay, nice. I was also going to look at something by Pitbull, but I'm much more of a Thompson Twins kind of a guy than a Pitbull kind of a guy.
Of course. just to round that off, Josh from Newcastle is currently in hospital in Spain after his second running with the Bulls didn't go to plan. He is okay, a big gash in his leg. But for anyone who's not familiar with that event, it's very dangerous.
It certainly is. Yeah.
Before we close, huge thanks to everyone who's striving for Squiz Heads status. Squiz Heads is how you are affectionately known in Squiz HQ when you refer five or more of your mates to the Squiz. Keep on keeping on, and you can see how you're progressing via a unique tracker at the bottom of your Squiz Today email. To our dedicated podcast listeners, thank you for listening each day. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.